Trump on dumbass Milley, action should be taken immediately for secret calls with China. By Christina Wong on September 14, 2021. Former President Donald Trump castigated Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley in a statement on Tuesday. After a new book alleged he had taken secret action to limit the president's authority in the wake of January 6 and told China that he would give them advance notice if the U.S. were to attack it. The book, by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, alleged that Milley called a secret meeting at the Pentagon after the Capitol breach on January 6 and told senior military leaders to notify him in case the president wanted to order a nuclear weapons attack. The book also alleged that Milley held two secret phone calls with his Chinese counterpart 4 days before the 2020 election and after January 6, to reassure him that the U.S. would not attack China and if it did, he would alert him immediately. Trump blasted Milley in his statement. If the story of dumbass General Mark Milley, the same failed leader who engineered the worst withdrawal from a country, Afghanistan, in U.S. history, leaving behind many dead and wounded soldiers, many American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the newest and most sophisticated military equipment in the world, and our country's reputation, is true, then I assume he would be tried for treason and that he would have been dealing with his Chinese counterpart behind the president's back and telling China that he would be giving them notification of an attack. Can't do that. The good news is that the story is fake news concocted by a weak and ineffective general together with two authors who I refuse to give an interview to because they write fiction, not fact. Actions should be taken immediately against Milley, and better generals in our military, of which we have many, should get involved so that another Afghanistan disaster never happens again. Remember, I was the one who took out 100% of the ISIS caliphate. Milley said it couldn't be done. For the record, I never even thought of attacking China, and China knows that. The people that fabricated the story are sick and demented, and the people who print it are just as bad. In fact, I'm the only president in decades who didn't get the U.S. into a war, a well-known fact that is seldom reported. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.